Good morning. I
Hi.
am Deacon Andrew Ames Fuller, and today is Christmas Day, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus, December 25th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, you are one of the little clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On this radiant Christmas morn, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we are carried through the echoes of ancient prophecies into the bright epiphany of God's love incarnate. The words of Micah, once shrouded in mystery, now shimmer with clarity as we behold the baby in Bethlehem, the promised ruler over Israel. The quaintness of Bethlehem is a contrast to the magnitude of its promise, a small town cradling the boundless hope of the world. Micah's prophecy about Bethlehem's significant role and the peace to reign finds its fulfillment in the heartbeats of the infant Jesus. The scene is a vivid manifestation of God's profound love and faithfulness, transcending centuries to honor his promises. The Apostle John takes us further into the heart of this love in his epistle, describing Jesus as the living testimony of God's love towards us. And then in his gospel, John amplifies the supremacy of Jesus, painting a divine picture of his authority and eternal existence. As we juxtapose Micah's ancient prophetic words with John's profound insights, we witness the grand narrative of salvation knitting together with Jesus as its brilliant focal point. This convergence invites a deep reflection. How does the reality of Jesus' birth, God's love incarnate, shape our understanding of God's consistent character from ancient prophecies to New Testament revelations? The quaint manger scene with the omnipotent God nestled in straw is a brilliant illustration of divine love meeting human vulnerability. Our Savior's humble entrance into our world shatters earthly grandeur, teaching us the essence of divine love: humble, self-giving, and boundless. Today, we are beckoned to kneel at the cradle of salvation, to soak in the resonances of God's love, echoing from Micah's time to the Apostle John's testimony and down through the ages to us today. The birth of Jesus is not just an event of historical significance. It's the epitome of God's love narrative. Each verse from Micah to John, singing the hymn of God's unwavering love. He has come. As we enter into this Christmas season of celebration and joy, may we sing the song of the angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, the great doxology and hymn of praise. Gracious Lord, on this joyous day, we are humbled by your love made flesh among us. As the ancient prophecies resonate through the birth of your Son, help us to live in the profound reality of your love. With hearts aglow with the Christmas message, may we echo this divine love in our lives, today and always. In the name of the newborn King, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.